This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey, hey, so we are in the last full week of promotion for my new group program called Peak, P-E-A-K. It is going to be launching in August. The first class kicks off next week, actually. So if you have not already, if you're interested but you have not applied, you need to do it right now. This is your last chance. For those of you who don't know, Peak is my new group program where I'm teaching you how to build an online business around the things you are passionate about, the things you have experience in, the opportunities you are aware of, and the knowledge that you have. So if you are ready to build something online that is yours, that you own, that creates extra income or provides freedom or is just a fun side project, if you want to build something that is yours around the areas that you are just a beast in, head over to gregclunis.com/apply. That's gregclunis.com/apply. This is the last week, so make sure you do it right now. In this episode, we're talking about motivation and how to use it. Get pumped, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunis, and in this episode, I am going to be talking about motivation. You see, from time to time, or rather, I guess most of the time, my goal with this show is not to be an expert. It's to live my life and share the things I'm learning or experiencing or struggling with you in hopes that my experience of it can help you either see the thing in a different perspective or change your actions towards it, or if it's a scenario where I've done something well, learn from what I did. Today is no change from that format. We are talking about motivation, and this idea kind of came to me at the gym very recently. It's something that I think has been sort of percolating in the back of my mind for a little while now, but finally sort of snapped together in the middle of sets of squats, because why not? That seems like an appropriate place, right? And I think now that it's clear, it's potentially one of the most important things I'm going to talk about on this show. So definitely you're going to want to tune in for that. Now, before we jump into that, if you haven't already, find me on Instagram at Greg Clunis. Send me a DM. Let me know you're a listener. I will always respond and I will always follow back. So at Greg Clunis, give me a follow. Would love to connect with you there. Okay, so what are we talking about? Motivation. How do you use it? This is, I think, the question of the century, because one of the things that's gotten very popular in the last maybe 3 to 5 years with the rise of Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all the different platforms is you can get motivation pretty much everywhere, you know, between motivational quotes, content, my content, other people's content, the books we're reading, newsletters, the talks on YouTube. Like, there is motivation aplenty. It's just all there. But the problem is that what do we do with that? You know, so we can get motivated pretty easily. Great. But how do we best utilize that? How do we get the most out of this resource that we have at our fingertips, knowing that we can turn on our motivation button pretty much whenever we want by watching a video or listening to a podcast or just scrolling on Instagram and seeing a quote? Knowing that we can do that, how do we best utilize it? Well, I've come up with the three most important times for motivation. And then after that, we're going to talk about what motivation really should be used for, how you should use it, so that you can get the most out of all the content that's out there and the resources while still taking the actions you need. Because that's the other big drawback, is there's so much motivation that it becomes easy to just get addicted to becoming motivated rather than actually doing the thing you were trying to be motivated for. That's not the right way to do it either. And so there are three periods where I think motivation is the most valuable, where if you take the time during this time period, you can pull the most out of that little motivation button. The first is to get over the fear of starting something. One of the big things that I've talked about on this show, and that you probably are aware of, one of the big things that stops us from doing the things we want is that fear of starting. It's getting over the initial hump of doing it for the first time. There's so much uncertainty. There's so much unknown in that process. And there's all these questions. Are we going to fail? How is it going to be received? Are we going to fall flat on our face? Are people going to make fun of us? Are people going to judge us? All of these things are wrapped into taking that first step. And in that moment, motivation can be phenomenal. It can be such a huge, huge value for you. Because if you are at the edge of the cliff, if you are at the precipice of starting something, and you're able to get that little shot of motivation to push you past, to push you over the edge, to get you to step forward, if you can do that, all of a sudden you'll have started. And that is, without a doubt, the most important part of doing anything, is to start it. And so motivation in that moment is brilliant. That is the perfect use for it. And the second scenario, the second time where motivation is incredibly important, is when you're already in it, when you're doing it, when you've started, you've gotten over that hump, you are in it now, and you feel like quitting. When it's so hard that you just aren't sure why you're doing it anymore. When it's so tough that anything else would be easier to do. Motivation in that moment, watching a video, finding the right quote, reading a book, listening to some audio, whatever it is, in that moment can give you the energy to push through, to get past that period of suck and into the period that you've been working towards, which means you get the chance to keep going and keep getting better and keep improving. So that's the second place. The first place was when you are about to start, it can help you push through that fear. The second place is when you are about to quit, it can help you push through that suck. And the third place is while you are pushing, when you are in it, but you're not ready to quit yet, you're pumped, you're still excited about it. Motivation can fuel you to increase your effort, to put more in, getting pumped up, getting excited, getting jazzed, putting on your favorite song, putting on one of those motivational videos on YouTube, reading a quote, whatever it is that makes you feel like a badass, that can keep you going and push you forward and make you want to put in more, make you want to leave everything on the field. So that's the third place where motivation is valuable. Now, here's where it's not valuable. Every other time. The problem with motivation right now is that there is so much of it that we can get lost in that. We can get stuck being motivated and never actually executing. We just jump from motivation to motivation to motivation to motivation. But at some point, if you want to actually do anything, if you want results, you need to sit down and execute. You need to take action. You need to push forward. So using motivation in any of these three spots, to get over the fear to start, to push through when you feel like quitting, or to push harder when you're in it, that's amazing. Using motivation for anything else when you don't need it is a waste of your time. Because ultimately, motivation is meant to augment your action. Motivation is meant to support you, to act as your support when you are doing things, or when you're about to do things, or when you feel like quitting. It's meant to be your support. But most of us use it as the end goal itself. For so many of us, the end goal becomes being motivated, and that's just not a good use of it. So, the next time you feel yourself falling into that trap, falling into that cycle where you are just consuming motivation, whether it's this podcast or Instagram or YouTube or other podcasts or speeches or those sort of motivational mashups that everyone's making. When you find yourself just in this cycle of consuming that, but no progress is being made, your life hasn't changed at all, nothing is changing, it's likely because you're using it in the wrong places. It's likely because you are addicted to motivation rather than using it to augment your action. Because motivation isn't a bad thing. It's definitely gotten that rap. There is definitely a lot of people questioning, well, why even bother? It's not a bad thing. It can be used effectively to push you forward, but you need to use it effectively and stop being used by it. So I hope that this has been helpful. If it has, find me on Instagram at Greg Clunas. Let me know your thoughts on the episode. Just send me a DM, give me a follow. I will follow back. I'd love to connect with you there as well. If you haven't already, this is the last week to sign up for the Peak program. This is where I'm going to teach you how to build an online business using the things you are passionate about, the things you have experience in. To apply for that, head over to gregclunas.com/apply. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen, for spending some time with me. Really, really appreciate it. If you haven't already, click that subscribe button. That's the best way to make sure you never miss a new episode. And with that said, I've been Greg Clunas. Thank you so much for listening. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.